If you ask most people in Titusville how the city got its name, you'll get the same story in two main variations, though neither of them are exactly historically true. Of course, the city got its name from Colonel Henry T. Titus, a towering 6'6" giant of a man who had lived a life of adventure, political mischief, occasional violence, and entrepreneurial daring that found its ultimate fulfillment in the city that still bears his name. But why did the small settlement on the western bank of the Indian River, long known as Sand Point, get its present name? Local folklore ascribes it to a game of chance played between Colonel Titus and another pioneer founding father, Captain Elisha Rice. According to Rice's grandson, the two men decided that the growing settlement at Sand Point should have a proper name. So they agreed that a game of chance, some say dominoes, others say poker, would settle the matter once and for all. If Captain Rice emerged the winner, Riceville would be the name. But Titus clearly bested his opponent, for the name of Sand Point was officially changed to Titusville in 1873. Nice story, and one that will probably be told forever. But unfortunately, the historical facts have another tale to tell. Sure enough, Henry Titus arrived at Sand Point in 1868 and brought his whole family to join him in the following year. He was tireless in building up the community, founding a sawmill, a mule team transport service, and even a small general store and saloon. But the records show that Captain Rice was nowhere even remotely close to the Indian River. Census records show that he was born in Alabama, he lived in Texas for a while, and returned to Alabama to serve on the Confederate side during the Civil War. The first record of his presence in Florida was in 1880, in the town of Concord, north of Tallahassee, almost 300 miles away from booming Titusville. So where did the story of the fateful domino game between Captain Rice and Colonel Titus originate? Maybe it originated in a tall tale between neighboring families, for in 1885, 4 years after the passing of Colonel Titus, the large Rice family finally moved to Titusville and settled just two doors away from the equally sizable Titus clan.